You're listening to the Everyday Astrology Podcast. I'm astrologer Hilary Scott, and I'm here to bring you the planetary plans for the upcoming week. Be sure and check back to stay tuned in to the positive, loving, evolving flow of the cosmos. So this week, we have a lot of major shifts going on, and I'm sure we can all feel it because Saturn is heavily involved in it, and it's making a major move that is going to be so different than what it has been for the past 2.5 years. And then we also have the winter solstice when the sun enters Capricorn. And not only that, Venus is entering Capricorn. So, and Mercury is going direct. So it's a big week. There's a lot of shifts and changes. And it's the week coming up to Christmas. And usually that's stressful for people. Even though it's supposed to have this lovely, you know, like the spirit of Christmas and all that, I think most people find it a very stressful, kind of busy time. So we start out the week with Saturn making a big move into Capricorn. And Capricorn is ruled by Saturn. So on one level, there's like a certain ease that it can experience being in its own sign. And that, in a sense, I think will help us all build very wise and solid foundations, which is important, but it can also be like a heavy burden in some way. So if you're willing to take on responsibility and you're willing to like step up to the plate and walk your, or is that how you say it? Walk your talk? Yeah, walk your talk. If you're willing to do all of that, then Saturn can be incredibly beneficial and like just help you make really smart moves that will lay a foundation for a really solid, secure future. It also has to do with structures and, you know, education and business and all the sort of bones of society. And in those areas, I'm like, you can just see, especially with Pluto and what Pluto's been doing through Capricorn, you can see all these structures that we used to depend on and not question are just completely crumbling. Like even the fact that, you know, Trump is the president, it's like ridiculous, like, what? It doesn't even make any sense. But I mean, all of it's just an illusion anyway. So now we're all, I think, really seeing kind of the illusions behind things. So any structures that were put into place to oppress us and to, you know, feed off of our fears and, you know, just get money from us, even like the medical system and the pharmaceutical companies, all of these things are being very much exposed because Pluto is trudging through Capricorn, busting it up, making sure that we evolve and grow and expose the secrets that are keeping us sick and diseased. So that's with Saturn moving into Capricorn. It's also, I think it's kind of like Pluto's like digging up the graves and stuff is flying and we're really getting to the nitty gritty of the deep down dark truth of things. And Saturn's coming through and saying, okay, now there's work to be done. Now we have to, you know, create, like if a city gets hit by a tsunami and then that's done, then you have to rebuild the city. So we're kind of in the like rebuilding phase for the next couple of years where we can, I think, in a very like fatherly, nurturing, like a good kind of father energy where you feel supported and safe and loved and cared for, we can build ourselves and society and the world and the cosmos a whole new future. So it is, might, well, it's definitely going to take a lot of work. That's one thing you can count on with Saturn is there's going to be work and it must be done. And if you don't, I think it's whenever you shirk your responsibilities or you like try to step away from what you're supposed to do is when Saturn gets really hard and tricky. So if you can kind of lean into it and take on the responsibility and be willing to like wrestle with whatever comes up and whatever gets in your way and keep going anyway, which is very Saturnian where you like just one foot in front of the other all the way to the top of the mountain. And then once you get to that mountaintop, there's another mountaintop. There's always another mountaintop. So there's a sense with Saturn energy that you just have to keep plugging away, keep working. So on one sense, that's great because that is, you know, it does build things. It builds things with lasting legacies. It, you know, it can take care of future generations, that sort of work. But it can also suck all the joy out of life if you're not careful and, you know, make sure you balance your work with your play and your fun and, you know, just your connection with people and stuff too. So you got to keep that in mind. So much more to say about Saturn in Capricorn as we go along. But for this week, just know that on the 19th, that is when it happened. Saturn went into Capricorn. So you're going to be feeling wherever that is in your chart, because we all have Capricorn somewhere in our charts, is where you're going to feel this shift. So then we have Venus trining Uranus and the moon squaring Uranus the next day on the 20th, which is, you know, I think it's a good energy to meet unusual people, to get out there and experience different things, like to put value in change and newness and, you know, differences instead of us all having to be the same. You can see how all different kinds of characters are beneficial and kind of be more open-minded and loving and meet interesting people. So the 20th, you should get out there and see what happens. Because it might not even be people. It could be a situation that occurs that's really lucky and fortunate. Like you meet, well, again, meeting someone important. So yeah, get out there. And the moon is in Aquarius, so you'll be in the mood for, you know, socializing and being around other people. On the 21st is when the winter solstice occurs here on the west coast of British Columbia. And it's a day when you can really set the intentions for what you would like the year ahead to be. So really think, I mean, and with Capricorn, Capricorn's a planner. So, you know, if you ask any Capricorn what their five-year plan is, they'll have one. They might even have a 10-year plan. You could even ask a five-year-old Capricorn what their plan is, and they have one. It's just, they're just born to make plans. So it's a good time of year, really good time of year, as you know, it's the shortest day of the year. So it's kind of like going into the deep, dark depths where the creativity begins. It's where all the action happens before we actually see the seeds sprout on the surface and the plant grow. It's like the deep, kind of the waters of creative imagination. And everything is first built in our imaginations. So if you take some time on the 21st and make it a day that you honor you know, your need to plan and your need to see into the future and your need to be serious and thoughtful and even pensive, because that same day Saturn and the Sun are conjoined, which is a heavy energy. And it's right there at the beginning of Capricorn. So you can get a real sense of what this Capricorn energy is to you, I think, on that day. You'll be able to feel it. And you might be like, I'm a Capricorn, so I can really resonate with this energy. And I get the whole, like, Capricorn can be really depressive and feel really like, oh, life is such a burden. It's all so heavy and sad and just depressive. And melancholy is also one of Saturn's traits. So there actually used to be a term in, I think it was like the Victorian age, where someone would be called, if they fell into a state of melancholy or became depressed, which is a common human experience, that they were Saturn's child. And they had little huts, like little cottages that people would go to experience their sad feelings and their depression for however long they needed. It was before work became so important and we valued ourselves on how many hours we work and how hard we work. It was more a time of leisure, and leisure was how you saw how successful you were. How much leisure time do you have? Oh, well, you've really hit the jackpot. So in those days, Saturn's child was honored. So if you do feel any bouts of depression or sadness or, you know, just like the weight of the world on your shoulders, then kind of honor that and know that it really is part of the human experience to have those feelings. You don't have to, like, you know, drug it out of yourself or, you know, drink it out of yourself or exercise out of yourself or TV it out of yourself. You just have to feel it because it's part of being a human, which is what we came here for. So it is a day that you should write down, or you could write down your wishes and your goals for the year ahead and be, you know, as detailed as you can, because Capricorn loves a detailed plan. So just, you know, and you can be like even doing some sort of art project where you just honor, you know, make a collage or a vision board or, you know, use your imagination, even talk to yourself, do a little recording of what you want to happen in the next year. Because it really does make a difference in your life if you plan for what you want. It sets your vibration and your tone. And also be sure on this day to release the past and be super grateful for everything that you have around you. And I mean, the more grateful you can be, the better, because that is some powerful attracting energy. So if you're feeling gratitude, you're drawing more things to feel grateful for. So wherever you can pick up a little bit of gratitude and thankfulness in your life, make sure that you allow yourself to feel that. And if you don't feel it because things seem like total shit and there's nothing to be grateful for, just like get really grateful for the use of your fingers and, you know, the fact that you have a warm sweater. Like, just be creative, because certainly something is, you know, there in your life to be grateful for. So that way you'll have the solstice energy kind of covered, I think. On the 22nd, the day after, Mercury will finally go direct. And I think this Mercury retrograde was really tricky in the communications department for so many people. Like, just difficult, super difficult. So if you have any Mercury retrograde stories, I would love for you to share them with me, because there's so many great stories, so many little ways that it can really screw with everything you need to be working smoothly. And it's always interesting to hear the stories. So that day, make sure that you know, I'm sure you'll feel it. Things will get a little clearer. And Mercury going direct is, you can kind of feel the, on that very day, usually something important will happen. Maybe someone from your past will come back, or, you know, something significant. You'll find something you lost and life will move forward again. And we don't have to worry about the review period so much. Thank goodness, because wow, there's so much to review. So on the 24th, with the moon in Pisces, Christmas Eve, that is a beautiful day. And also Venus will be going into Capricorn that day. So there's, Capricorn is a sign of family and wanting to kind of be the head of a family. So it is important to Capricorns to have a sense of family. So even if you can touch base with whatever your sense of family is, like, you know, even if you just have pets or your friends down the street or, you know, your spirit guides, if you have to get super creative. But there's always some way to feel that sense of family. And I think it soothes us as humans. So that day there is lovely energy. So there's lots of, like, the moon will be moving. So you'll be feeling quite emotional, I imagine. Very emotional, because it will also even be conjoining Neptune that day and trining Mars and then connecting to Jupiter and then Pluto. So it's like a busy day. I don't know if you'll actually be like physically busy where you're like going and so much to do, or if it'll just be like kind of an emotionally rich day. And that's the sort of day that you want to use your creative abilities with your imagination, like actually spending time envisioning. Close your eyes, take a deep breath, get centered, and envision in your mind's eye what you want your future to be. What do you want? All the details. And how can you also, this is an important part of the step too, is envision what you want your loved ones' futures to be. Like send the best futures you can imagine out to all those you care about as well. And even to the earth and to the animals and to the rocks and like all the crystal energy. Send out lots of love and healing energy. It's very powerful this day. And that's the sort of day that you want to tap into your ability to send the light and be the light. And because it is a powerful energy, if only we remember to use it, if only we're not so distracted all the time that we forget that it's there and at our disposal. And we're here to use it and help with it. So the 24th is a day for that. And if you can spend it in a quiet way, and with much time in your imagination, that would be a most wonderful way to spend it. And then the 25th, I think, is going to be tricky, because the moon goes into Aries and the Venus is conjoined Saturn in Capricorn. And then the moon is squaring Saturn and Venus. So it's very, like, I think it's going to be difficult. I mean, I don't want to, I hate being negative, but some days really suck and some days are hard. You like, you know, stub your toe or you bang your knee or you get lost or you run out of gas or, you know, bad shit happens sometimes and depressive shit can happen too. So it depends on like, you know, how you handle it, but it could just be a serious day with lots of responsibility, which probably, like, I'm having a Christmas dinner and all the family over. So that's like, I'm not a natural at that sort of stuff. I have to like, it seems like a lot of confusion and hard work, and I don't really like relax into all that organizing. So I have too much Sag in my chart. But that could just be what it is there's lots of responsibility that day. Probably for many people who are hosting dinners and having their families there and taking care of things, it is a weighty day of lots to do and lots of details to concern yourself with. But it does shift, and you know, the week does get better. There's some pretty good energy coming up next week and a lovely trine between Neptune and Mars that is, again, very energized for dreams come true, energy kind of work. So that's it for this week. If you have any questions or you'd like to get a hold of me, you can contact me at www.hillaryscott.com or the Everyday Astrology Podcast. Many blessings for a most wonderful solstice.